Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 is up for 12 Tony Awards. That's more than any other Broadway show. One of those nominations is for Josh Groban, who plays Pierre. This summer, he'll hand the part over to Akiriete Onaudwuan from the original cast of Hamilton. NPR's Elizabeth Blair sat down with both of them and with the third guy playing Pierre this summer, who also happens to be the Great Comet's creator.
Josh Groban fans are hardcore. They wait for him at the stage door, they cry when they see him, and they've bought a lot of tickets to see him play Pierre, a character who is rich, generous, and miserable.
The zest of life has vanished. Only the skeleton remains unexpectedly vile. I used to be better, I used to be better, I used to be better. I used to be better, I used to be better, I used to be better.
Groban says Pierre is full of self-loathing.
I think anybody who's been through moments in their life where there were a lot of questions and not a lot of answers and didn't have a certain amount of internal peace or happiness and wondered why, there's a lot of that to Pierre that I love.
Groban sought out this part. He was a fan of this exuberantly offbeat show when it was off-Broadway in a tent.
And I remember it just being one of my favorite theatrical experiences I'd ever been to.
Raz, dwa, tri!
This is all in your program.
The Great Comet is an experience. The action is everywhere, in the aisles, on stage. Actors sometimes sit next to audience members. It's based on the Russian novel War and Peace.
It's a complicated Russian novel. Everyone's got nine different names. So look it up in your program. We'd appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da.
The person who decided to turn a section of this complicated book into a musical is Dave Malloy. He started working on The Great Comet about 6 years ago as an experimental theater piece, mainly because he wanted to play Pierre.
When I first read the book War and Peace, I just took such a shine to Pierre, and I just related to him on so many levels.
Namely, his awkwardness.
In social situations, he just doesn't know how to act, and he's a really big-hearted person, so he never wants to hurt anyone. He really wants to, like, be a part of, like, the scene and, like, you know, be friends with people, but he just can't do it. He just can't, like, make small talk.
There's a war going on out there somewhere. And Andre isn't here. There's a war going on out there somewhere. And Andre isn't here.
When Josh Groban heard the show was headed to a Broadway theater, he asked his agent to sniff around to see if there might be a part for him. The producers were thrilled that a bankable star like Groban was interested. But Malloy admits that he and the show's director were leery.
And we definitely had, like, that initial fear of, like, oh, like, this big star is going to come in. Is he going to be this, like, grand diva? Is he, like, going to think he knows how to do everything?
Then they met him, and everybody hit it off.
He was just, like, as much a dork as Rachel and I.
He is so awkward.
We're
what
just
a relief.
Like, what a dork this guy is.
God, and, are you thinking what I'm thinking? Nerd alert.
Malloy even wrote a new song for Groban's Pierre.
All the things I could have been, but I never had the nerve. Life and love.
Pierre is Josh Groban's first Broadway role. And even though The Great Comet is an ensemble show, Pierre does some heavy lifting. He not only sings and plays piano on stage, he also plays accordion. Before he could take the part, Groban had to learn how to play the instrument. On his last album tour, he practiced in between shows.
I picked it up and started kind of woodshedding note by note. This very complicated score. Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Pierre has to navigate multiple sets of stairs while accompanying other singers.
My cousin and I are so pleased to be with you while we wait on our fiancés fighting.
Keys are the same as the piano, but they're sideways and they're smaller. And because there's so many stairs in this set, you really—it's like tapping your head and rubbing your stomach.
But not for Dave Malloy. He never imagined The Great Comet would get to Broadway, let alone star anyone but himself as Pierre. Malloy learned to play piano when he was about 7 and picked up the accordion when he was a teenager.
For me, I actually wrote Pierre as the piano player, accordion player, because I'm actually so comfortable on the piano and accordion. Like, I gave myself that as a crutch. Like, I'm like, amazing. acting is scary, but I can play piano, I can play accordion, I can do that.
Way to just think about himself.
So that's hilarious.
Now enter Akriete Onaudouan. He's that third voice you hear. He'll take Josh Groban's place this summer. He says he was told the accordion would be easy to learn.
Everyone's like, no, it's super simple. But then hearing you two talk about it, it was like, Josh was like, oh, I had it with me on tour. And you've been playing it since high school. I'm like, why did everybody say, I'll be fine?
Onaudouan is best known for being in the original cast of Hamilton. He says he can play a little piano by ear, so he's taking lessons.
That's excellent. I'll try that one more time.
But I am using pedal.
Before he can act the part, he needs the technique.
All that acting and all that stuff and emoting and crap will come after you know what you're doing, so that when I get on stage, I don't have to think about it. I can really, like, be in the moment and, like, what is Pierre feeling right now? Not, like, what the hell am I playing right now?
He says he's also watching Josh Groban as much as he can. In our interview, Groban offered him just one bit of advice.
Learn the accordion parts backwards and forwards, standing on your head, blindfolded, drunk, sober, every way, shape, or form. That was because that was the first thing that I messed up on those first few weeks. I was confident as all hell. Like I said, I took it out on the road with me forever. And then it's something you get out there, and it's like I had confidence in my body, I had confidence in my voice, and I was like, this thing that's strapped to me, why does it feel so weird all of a sudden?
Certainly doesn't look weird on Josh Groban anymore, but he did pass along a helpful hint. Pierre drinks a lot, so it's natural he might mess up a few notes. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Oh, Pierre, our merry feasting crank, our most dear, most kind, most smart, eccentric. One of 100 sad old men living out their final days in